Hey mom, can I get this game? It's called Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Sure, little Timmy. What is it about? Hey, I found this trailer. Timmy, that looks very violent. You know, I read a study on the internet that that video games have a potential to cause you harm. But mom, they actually don't. Here. And plus, we could get the game on the new PS5 we just got. Here, I'll show you a I'll show you this podcast I found that shows you why video games are not a cause of violence. False belief of video game violence is a problem because video games can be helpful in some ways, such as school education, like coding. The issue concerns people like Timmy from our story because they're just trying to have fun. Timmy wanted CS:GO because it was a fun game. However, his mom wouldn't let him have it, and ultimately, looking at like actually helpful and good sources is an easy way to determine whether or not like this is an actual issue. The media believes that video games are a cause of violence, even though studies show otherwise. Many schools are indulging in coding courses using code.org, along with other things, which have Minecraft course and other different video games included. This shows that video games can help education in certain ways. Immigrants and other people trying to learn other languages have also used video games in other languages to learn them. People such as Trump believe otherwise after the Florida shooting in 2018 and other similar incidents. There are scientific studies that show that video games are in fact not a source of violence, although they cause other effects, so it's not good to be on them all the time. If you're a news writer listening to this, then please don't write an article about video games causing violence. And thank you for listening.